Today is, March 13th, 2020. If you would at this time, let's mark our song books, number 671. 671 will be our invitation after our lesson. And if you've got that marked, let's turn to number 584. 584. To Canaan's land I'm on my way, where the soul of man never dies. My darkest night will turn to day, where the soul never dies. No sad farewells, no tear dim dies, where Revelation 21 and verse 4 says, there is no death. If there's no death there, there's no place for a cemetery to be. And it is a case that we're alive and we're presence of God. And the idea of heaven itself is a wonderful blessing. What about a hospital being there? Well, that same verse of Scripture tells us that all things or former things are passed away. And as we have these former things of a hospital and illnesses and medicines to take and influence our bodies, that's something that's not in heaven itself. What about bad news? Bad news comes to us and takes us down. We hope for good and hope for better things to be done. Sometimes it takes medicine, sometimes it takes surgery. Whatever it is that we do, we find ourselves in that kind of situation. And the Scripture tells us in Revelation 21, verse 27, that the Lamb's Book of Life, there shall be no means enter anything that defiles or causes an abomination or a lie, but those who are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. The idea of being written in the Lamb's Book of Life is not a way of life that is sad and ugly and that sort of thing. It's a way of life that is of God. Heaven itself is a great difference from where we are right now. All over this nation, we find ourselves with cemeteries, find ourselves with hospitals, find ourselves with sick folks and problematic situations to be faced. But we have not have that in heaven itself. There's, of course, no place for there to be nursing homes in heaven. They're very useful for people, very good, helpful people. Some people say, I don't want to go there at all, but then they come to a stage in life where that's the best care that can be extended to them. And in the writing of the Bible in 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 1 through 6, there's no retirement home there, no people. In heaven itself will be new and incorruptible in heaven itself. What a blessing it is to have that particular place to be a dwelling place for the soul. Think about the matter as we think about the way of life that we live and the way of life that we go. It is said there in Revelation 21, verse 4, another statement, God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. There shall be no more death, neither sorrow, nor crying in that land. We may find ourselves oftentimes and bothered by the things that we hear from loved ones and from friends that are facing that situation, and tears come to our eyes because of that situation. But the Scripture tells us that God shall wipe away all tears from our eyes, and there is no more sorrow or crying in that land. When we find ourselves looking for pain relief, we find ourselves into a drugstore. We ask for the latest type of things that they can send to us, and some things that before were really good, helpful things for pain relief have been taken off the market. And we know that they're off the market and have to be returned. And yes, some of them are returned at half the made of a pain relief, half that particular thing that was worn formerly, and it's workable and helpful to us. And we're glad that that is with. Revelation 21, verse 4 says, there shall be no more pain. These things are passed away. They're gone from our sight. When we find heaven itself, we find a place where there is businesses that have street lamps and lights and protection from predators that come outdoors at nighttime. But the Lamb is this light. In Revelation 21, 23, there shall be no more need for night that is there in heaven. Revelation 21, verse 25. No street lamps, no night lights, no candles, no flashlights. It's a place where there is the presence of the Lord, who is the light. When we find that to be the case, we raise a question about some of the other things that we have in this life. We have places that we can go that are filled with bars and nightclubs, casinos, and adult stores. But the scripture tells us regarding this that the devil and his workers have been busy doing that, 1 Peter 1, 5, and verse 8. And their influence is seen all around. But how that we will look at this place as a place of protection and a place of honor, it is a constant battle. It is a place of the faith being realized. We live not by the feelings that we get from those particular places, the excitement that we have from that. We live by the excitement of the faith that we believed in, that we taught, that we lived by, and that we practiced as we go through life. Ephesians 6, verses 13 through 19. The day is coming when that time will be for you and me that we'll pass along to life's other side. Will we pass along to life's other side to these sort of blessings that will happen in our lives? Or will we pass along to life's other side filled with the regrets and sadnesses of life? Still with us, still abiding with us, still a part of our daily walk. Think about this as we go into life, and think about the Lord's calling. In John 6 and verse 44, pastor scripture I used last week, no man can come unto me except the Father which has sent me draw him, and I will raise him up in the last day. It is written in the prophets, they shall all be taught of God. Every man therefore that heard and learned of the Father cometh unto me. That's the way that the Lord wants us to do. The way the Lord wants us to be. A friend to him and a way of life with him. Do we have that as a blessing in our daily walk of life? Or do we have it not existing? Are we going to go to meet the Lord with a real hope that we have and real peace that we have? Or will we go to meet the Lord with the idea of not having that peace and joy yet for us? Let's think about that as we do, and as we go to him, we'll find him abiding in us. We'll find his way to be our way. One day the followers will be ushered into that place, and as we're ushered into that place, there will be no more of the earthly type things that have been so prevalent around us to tempt us, to try us, to hurt us. There'll be no more situations where we leave that place where we don't feel like we can drive comfortably and safely, and we find ourselves in a wreck and troubles because of that. No, that's not going to be there from heaven. The heaven's sake is the way of joy and the way of peace and a way of comfort that is unlike anything we've ever had here on this earth. The Father will be there and his Son, the presence of the Lord and his way and the Spirit of God who's revealed his Bible, revealed his word. Every one of these words in Revelation 21, verse 4 and 27 and all the passages of the Corinthians were revealed by the Holy Spirit himself. When Jesus told about his disciples, he told them, I will go to the Father and I will pray the Father, he'll send you another comforter. That word another means allos. It means another of the same kind. I'll send you another comforter. When the word heteros is used, like in Galatians 1, the heteros gospel is preached to you, which is not another, he says. Heteros gospel is a gospel that's different. It's different than what has been taught. It's different what your Bible says. But if we utilize that, what his scripture says, we have an allos comforter. We have one of the same kind that Jesus was. And we can read from him and find from him the message of God that we read in the scripture. It is good for us to live that life of heaven's sake as we live here on this earth. And it's a wonderful blessing that we have yet in our future. What a blessing it can be. And we can be people who honor that way of life. Do we have anybody subject to Jesus' invitation today? If you accept Jesus' invitation, will you come to him as we stand and sing the song of encouragement today? God bless you.
All things are ready. Come to the feast. Come, for the table now is spread. Ye famishing, ye weary, come, and thou shalt be richly fed. Hear the invitation, come whosoever will. Praise God for full salvation, for whosoever come to the feast, leave every care and worldly strife. Come feast upon the love of God and drink everlasting life. Hear the invitation, come who.
Mention to you about the fact that this good man came to our city in Senatobia. His name is Tim. He's here for the front this morning. And he got on the telephone and called the house phone. And I answered the house phone. And he told me who he was and what circumstance he was in. And knowing the weather was like it was, I wanted to help him. I wanted to be of assistance to him. And everything's worked out just real well for us to be able to do that. But he'd like to meet you and greet you. He's done a little bit of every kind of thing in work. And he's looking for a job. He's looking for work to do. He's not afraid of work. He's not bothersome about work. He does work. And he's glad to be effective. Meet and greet Tim this morning before you leave, if you will, for the time's sake, and ask him any question that you want to ask him about life and family. And he's doing better. God bless you all for being here today. Thank you for being here. And tonight, our men's meeting following the service will be done. And we look forward to it. God bless you. Tom?
Let's turn to number 32. After this song, Brother Gene will lead us in a word of prayer.
Be with me, Lord, I cannot live without thee. I dare not try to take one step alone. I cannot bear the loads of life unaided. I need thy strength to lean myself.
Come to you again, thanking you for the many blessings of this life that you have given us. We thank you for allowing us to come here to hear another part of your word this day. And to ask your blessings on each and every one that was mentioned here. That you will be with them and bless them as only you can. We pray that you will go with us and be with us throughout our lives. That you will be with this great nation and keep us safe and out of harm's way and bless those who make the decisions, give them the wisdom and the knowledge to know how to make them. We pray that you will go with us now to the homes and bring it back again to study another part of your word at the next appointed time. Forgive us our many trespasses. In your son's name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you. just walked by and he heard.
Hey, can I just want to say, George is here.